Gittin Perches Mishnah Hey. Kosav L'shem Malchus Sheino Hygienis. If they write the get referring to the kingdom that's not hygienis, not proper, not fitting, which is this kingdom that's not fitting? So this is referring to Rome. The reason it's not fitting, like the Rab points out, is because it's a malchus that doesn't have a ksav or a lashon. It doesn't have its own language for speaking and writing. But really, it's any other malchus. There's a din that when they write a get to the, and they use the years of the malchus of the place that they're writing it in, for Shalom Malchus. It gives chashivas to the place that they're in. So if they're in France, let's say, they would write to the malchus of France. L'shem Malchus Modai, or we're talking about, let's say they're in Bavel, and they say in Bavel to the name of the Malchus of Modai, L'shem Malchus Yavan, or Yavan, and these Malchus not only are in a different place, they're from a previous time, or Levinyan Abayis, L'churban Abayis, they write the years from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which is not what Chazal Mersakin, that they should write the time based on the current Malchus that they're in. If he's in the east and he writes the location of the west, or vice versa. Who are we talking about, by the way? The Gemara says Sofer, but Taisis Yontif says that a lot of poskim say that we're actually dealing with the Edim that are signing. Because if we're talking about the husband, of course, you have to write the Shem Iro. The Shem Iro of a Shem Iro, his city. So you can't write something on the west when it's in the east. So we're talking about here that even if the Edim are writing on the east when they're really in the west and vice versa. All these cases, teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. If she goes and marries somebody else, she has to leave both of them. U'tzricha get mizeh mizeh. So she goes out from each other and she gets get from each of them. Ve'ein lo lo k'suva, so and from each of them, we're going to give her a knas. Because this get was written in such a fashion, she gets no k'suva from each of them. V'lo peris. If one of the husbands ate from the peris that they have to pay her back from the nechsei melug, they don't have to pay her back in this case. Veloy mizonos, and they don't have to pay for her mizonos. If she borrowed something, they don't have to pay back the lender of what normally the husband would be required if, let's say, he goes away. All these cases are spoken about in Meseches Yevamos. The Ayin Sham, all these cases. I'm not going to go into the very detail of all these cases. Veloy blows, and also not blows, that the husband would normally have to pay back for something that gets overly worn that he's not entitled to. Lo al zeh, velo al zeh. Not on each of them. Not only that, im not le mizeh mizeh tachzer. If she actually takes it from any of them, she still has to even give it back here. Vavlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. And not only that, if she, any children that she has afterwards from any of them is a mamzer from each of them. Now this is even though that midiraisa l'chor it's a good get, these dinim are dinim derabanan. Most of them. So this, the Rav says, this is going a libid Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, anyone that changes the matbeya, shetavu chachamim, which is the exact format that the Chum said that you have to write again, anybody that changes them by a get, the Vlad is a mamzer. We don't hold this way. So we don't hold that the Vlad is a mamzer, mamish. However, according to Rav Meir, the Vlad is a mamzer, both from the first husband and the second husband. It's a shaila, the Rishonim go both ways, which one is a mamzer midiraisa, which one is a mamzer midirabanan. Some say that if she has a child with the first husband again, that would be a mamzer midiraisa, and then the second husband she has a child from, that's a mamzer midirabanan, because really it was a good get. And some say the opposite. And if they are a kohen, both of them cannot be metama for her. Both husbands cannot be zocha with what she finds, her mitzia, that normally husband is zocha, v'lo masiyadeh, and also her masiyadeh, v'lo bafaris nedareh. Also, they can't be made for a nedarim. If she's a bas yisrael, she becomes pasul for kahuna, even from shumad derabanan. Bas levi min a meiser. If she's the daughter of a levi, she can't even eat meiser. Yisrael can even eat meiser, but for her, they're a misakin, they're a konosur that she can't even eat meiser. Faisal says even a zona is mutaris b'meiser, she can't have. Bas kohen min a truma. If she's the daughter of a kohen, she can't eat truma. Even if she doesn't have kids, she goes back to her father's house. Not this lady. She can't eat truma. Then yarshin shalzeh, v'yarshin shalzeh, yarshin k'suvasa. And the yarshin of each of them don't yarshin or k'suva by the bnin dichrin. That doesn't work here. V'meso, and if any of these guys die, achiv shalzeh, v'achiv shalzeh, chotzen v'lo miyabim. Nobody does yibum, just chalitza. Shina shmo u'shma. If they change his name or her name, shem iro v'shem ira, they change his city or her city, teitzi mizeh u'mizeh v'chol adrochem ha'eluba. Also, she has to leave each of them, and all these halachas that we just said apply to this case too. Again, this is a libid de Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, the children become mamzerim, but we don't hold that way, like the Rav says.